From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. For the second time, U.S. President Donald Trump has waived economic sanctions on Iran under a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and major world powers. He approved new sanctions, stopping short for a third time of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Mr. Trump made no public comments, but in October, he spoke about the nuclear deal with Tehran.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into.
According to the White House, any new Iran deal would have to cover Iran's ballistic missiles and limit its nuclear breakout period indefinitely. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is joining foreign ministers in Vancouver next week to discuss the latest diplomatic push to counter North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. And he hosted Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel al-Jaber here in Washington.
I want to welcome back to the State Department Saudi Foreign Minister Jaber, and I look forward to our discussions. Obviously, many, many important issues in the region to discuss where we're working cooperatively on both in Syria with the Yemen conflict, stabilizing the entire region, and very broadly counterterrorism, where we have a great partnership underway.
Again, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. A top American general has told Pakistan's army chief the U.S. military does not intend to conduct any unilateral strikes inside the country. President Trump has accused Pakistan of providing safe havens to militants fighting U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two bodies have been found on board the Iranian oil tanker burning in the East China Sea. This is a week after it collided with another ship. Reuters' Samantha Vadas has that story.
A massive rescue operation in the East China Sea. Emergency workers unloading the bodies of two crew members said to have been found on board a burning oil tanker on Saturday as 13 boats attempt to put out the fire. The Iranian ship has been ablaze for a week since it collided with a Chinese vessel with 32 crew members on board. Another body was pulled from the water earlier this week. Chinese state media says four rescue workers searched the cockpit but found no one. It also said that high temperatures in the crew's living room was making it impossible for teams to access. They had, however, found the black box. It comes a day after Reuters was told the tanker had drifted into Japan's economic zone on Wednesday as strong winds pushed it away from the Chinese coast. The vessel was making a delivery to South Korea and carrying a highly flammable ultralight crude when it collided with the ship and erupted in flames.
There's more reaction to reports that U.S. President Trump used a vulgar term to describe Haiti, African nations, and El Salvador. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin confirms that he was in the Oval Office meeting when the president is said to have used an expletive.
As Senator Graham made his presentation, the president interrupted him several times with questions, and in the course of his comments, said things which were hate-filled, vile, and racist.
The comments were made during a presentation by Durbin and the Republican Senator Lindsey Graham about bipartisan legislation to protect from deportation those immigrants who were illegally brought to the U.S. as children by their parents. Wangui Muriguri is a Kenyan entrepreneur.
Well, that is the perfect definition of racism. That's all I have to say.
President Trump denies that he ever made the comment. Greek protesters clashed with police after thousands marched against new authority measures to be voted on in Parliament.
Protesters struck at shield-wielding riot police with flagstaffs outside the Parliament building, with police responding with batons and volleys of tear gas into the crowds. The bill, pending Parliament approval on January 15th, would restructure family benefits, introduce a new process for property foreclosures, and make it harder to call a strike. The draft law has outraged many Greeks, who have seen living conditions and incomes plummet since the country first sought international aid in 2010. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Rescuers in the U.S. state of California have started making a second pass through areas hit by deadly mudslides earlier this week, searching for survivors in the disaster already known to have killed at least 17 people. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.